Kids in America. You're listening to it on Thursday, the 26th of March, on Boyne Set Radio's Lunchtime Special, broadcasting you on 225 and 280 metres medium wave, as well as 99.1 and 98.2 or something like that megahertz on the FM dial. And in fact, it's a day on which Gavin Duffy is wearing a black tie, because today I'm in mourning. And I would say an awful lot of soccer fanatics on the Boyne side and throughout the country are also in mourning. My, don't we have some desperate luck at top international competitions? And, you know, are we ever going to see the day that we're ever going to get into that blasted World Cup? It's so disappointing. The lads last night played like Billy Oda, played well, they did everything proper, you know, away from home, playing in torrential conditions, lightning and so on, and a hard game again, which they played well, missing some of their key players in defence and so on, and still they put up a great show and held off the Belgians. And in fact, at one stage it looked like they'd gone into the lead, a deserving lead it looked like at the time, because although Belgium were having, one might say, a great command of the play, being the home team, I think that's what gave them the boost of confidence, although I know they're runners-up in the European Championship and so on. Still, I thought Ireland, when they slipped in for their little goal, which unfortunately was disallowed, that's the third time it's happened in international competition, a repeat of Paris and Bulgaria of a few years ago. It's so disappointing, and I know that from looking at it on the television and then from listening to it later on the radio, Liam Brady and a great number of the Irish camp were very, very annoyed and irritated at the way they were being treated. And I don't want to think about it. I know I brought it up, but it is so disappointing and disheartening to think that we've got such talented players and that things just never seem to go our way. It's the old saying, the luck of the Irish. And it looks like that's another 4 years we have to wait now before anything's going to come true for us. And I couldn't leave the thing, actually. I had to go to the Lord Mayor show, and so I did. And I had to bring a pocket radio with me and stick it in my ear and listen into it. And then to hear, in just the dying moments of the game, the Belgians getting a goal was such a disappointment, one that I won't forget for a while anyway. Now, I don't want to go on about the Lord Mayor show, because I know there was a great number of people at it last night. It was a full house and a great number of people were turned away, but there was an awful lot of people who weren't at it, and I know there's nothing more irritating to hear how good a thing was and if you weren't there yourself to witness it. But I do have some requests and dedications that we have from the Lord Mayor show, and I did mention Andy Farrell there, and in talking to him last night he asked me to play a request for his son Eamon Farrell. Hello to you, Eamon. Now, we're not quite sure, because I believe you've been moved around up there in the Lurich Hospital. Well, of course you are an important person, but we think today you're on the fifth floor of the Lurich Hospital, so very good afternoon to you from your mum and dad and from all your family. They all want to wish you a speedy recovery, and I know the piece of music that you've asked for is one called Shut Up Your Face. And I'll also say hello to Ronan and Ethel Kearns. Now, these are two people who took part in the show last night. They're two youngsters, because in fact they're cystic fibrosis sufferers, and they came on last night to make a presentation to the mayor and to the lady mayoress, and how well they looked on the stage. And also, I know that there was havoc in the Kieran's house last night, because, you see, they were meant to bring little Anne-Marie to the show. Hello to you, Anne-Marie. I think you're only 4 years old, is that right? Already you're subjected to being brainwashed by Boyneside Radio's Lunchtime Special, as I usually say to youngsters on the Boyneside. But Anne-Marie, let me say a very good afternoon to you. And you fell asleep, and you missed the whole entire show last night. And I know there probably will be havoc today in the household, because you missed the show. But hello to you, Ronan, hello to you, Ethel, and especially to you, Anne-Marie. And that request was sent in by your mum and dad, and also the one that you want to hear is called Shut Up Your Face.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro.
When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it making me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice.
But soon come a day, gonna be a big star.
Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up for your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey! Then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up for your face. Okay, let's try it, really. Uno, two, three, one. What's the matter you?
Hey!
God, no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up for your face.
That's great. We can do the best this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
God, no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey,
it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up for your face.
Okay, one more time for Mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
Hey,
God, no respect.
Hey,
what do you think?
Yes, it reminds me of the letter we had at the start of yesterday's program. Yes, I won't go on about that. But it does bring back memories, doesn't it? And we dedicated that one especially to Ronan and Etel, as well as Anne-Marie, who fell asleep last night. And that goes to Mam and Dad, and especially to Eamon Farrell, who was up there in the fifth floor of the Lourdes Hospital. And you wanted that one played especially for you because you're a Joe Dolce fan. And in fact, that's one that the Mars played last night. And in fact, they were very, very impressive. But we take a short commercial break. When I say the Mars, I'll also give a special mention to Eddie Marr, who did a drum solo last night. Was out of this world, but I'm a drum fanatic, as I'm sure you know by now, but well done to them. We'll take a short break, back in just a moment, and do stay with us.
O'Brien, discount 81 at the Boyne Shopping Centre, Drogheda. Heinz 15-ounce beans, 21.5p. Kerrygold butter, 63p, and Royco soups for 15.5p. Cream crackers, 19.5p. Biscuits, 5 varieties for only 18.5p. 100 gram coffee, 99p. 18 toilet rolls, only £1.59. 1.5 litre Coca-Cola, 69p. Marmalade, 42p. Clinic shampoo, 49p. Washing up liquid, 21.5p. McCain oven chips, 52p. And brandy dog food, 19.5p. And a large sliced pan at O'Brien is only 38p. Super fantastic value. O'Brien, discount 81, now at the Boyne Shopping Centre, Drogheda.
You are assured of a top quality used car at N. Smith & Sons Limited. Our trade-in prices are absolutely genuine. Sound advice in all aspects of car purchase. That's what you get at N. Smith & Sons Limited. What a terrific after-sales service. Your parts problem is our problem. And remember, when buying a new or used car, select the dealer that you can rely on for backup service. N. Smith & Sons of Drogheda.
Behind the waste bin in Shop Street, there's a brand new Opel Cadet just waiting for you to win in the Augustinian Church Fabulous Raffle. There's only a few days left to buy your ticket. They're only £1 each, and the profits go to a very worthy cause. So hurry and buy your raffle ticket for a brand new Opel Cadet at the Augustinian Church, Shop Street, in Drogheda. This has been a Boyne Side Radio.
Rooney and Halpin, Peter Street, Drogheda, for colour TV special. For portable colour TV, for portable black and white TV, and for music centres too. Listen to this bargain. The Audio One 3-in-1 Music Centre, featuring a cassette deck, a 3-band radio and record player for only £169.
There are no deposit terms on this one, and it's only $3.80 a week. In fact, you can get no deposit terms on almost anything in Rooney and Halpin. It's the famous Rooney and Halpin no deposit credit plan. Only available from Rooney and Halpin, Peter Street, Drada.
Welcome back to Boynton Radio's Lunchtime Special. I don't know if I heard it quite correctly there, what Dermot Finglas said, so I'm going to just have a listen to it once again, because there's great controversy at the moment, especially amongst the traders, etc., about a waste bin that's down there in Shop Street. And I could almost swear I heard Dermot Finglas make a comment about it there. So what was it you said, Dermot?
Just behind the waste bin in Shop Street, there's a brand new Opel Cadet just waiting for you to win in the Augustinian Church Fabulous Raffle. There's only a few days left to buy your ticket. They're only £1 each, and the profits go to a very worthy cause. So hurry and buy your raffle ticket for a brand new Opel Cadet at the Augustinian Church, Shop Street, in Drogheda. This has been a Boynside Radio courtesy announcement.
Well, thank you, Dermot. Just behind the waste bin. You can see it down there. That's something that's going on for a while. Unfortunately, we've approached Dunn Stores on a number of occasions to see if they can make a comment, you know, because, well, it is blooming disgraceful, you know, when you think of it. And it's something, if I start talking, because I've stayed clear of it. I was going to do a program Monday with Jared Thomas about this, and as a result of that, I was happening, the thing didn't happen. But imagine, we're a town, why we can't do something about it? And it just shows you where the laws of this country's gone, that Dunn Stores are allowed to get away with it. And I know from talking to people in the business, they say if Ben Dunn knew anything about it, he wouldn't have it either, because he doesn't believe in that sort of nonsense. But these sort of shop boys, managers who run these places, don't have a pittance or don't give a damn about what is happening in the locality, because mainly they're imported to run these shops, and they treat people, concerned citizens, like dirt, and they create dirt and havoc. And if I was Victor Dwyer, or if I was anybody affected by it, like Joe Thomas or somebody, or the Augustinians for that matter, I would do something quite serious about it. I know, what can you do, but I wouldn't allow it happen. And imagine in a town that depends and will depend so much during the summer months on tourism, because, well, it's just a stone's throw away from Lawrence's Gate, where thousands of foreigners come each and every year to see that very historic street. We're allowing this sort of carry-on and nonsense to go on for a great number of months. When are we going to cop onto ourselves? When are we going to say this is our town and you haven't got a right in hell to go clogging up streets? And I think the traders in Shop Street, okay, they didn't have a choice, but I think they've been very good because they cooperated with the corporation and given every assistance to get the job done on St. Mary's Bridge as quick as possible. Admittedly, it's in their own interest, but they've got together and also have the traders of the North Quay. And things and times must be hard enough for them at the moment, because you must remember we're going through an economic recession, and then to have the street closed down, although there's no bad report, still business must be affected in some small way. And then on top of all that, you have Dunn Stores putting this waste bin outside the other shops in Shop Street. If I was the traders in Shop Street, what I would do is hire a waste bin probably and place it outside Dunn Stores and see what they think of it for a while. I know two wrongs don't make a right, but at least it might bring a message home to some people who don't give a damn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a mystery, and it is a mystery how people get away with these things. Caller there on the line there, or I don't want to raise the topic, but some people say, well, if you're going to do something, why do people shop there? I don't think that's the proper attitude. Although I may sound annoyed about it, one has to keep a cool head about it as well, because you must remember, bad and all as they are, they do give local employment, which is all important, and we're very delighted to have done stores in town and all that. Now, not backtracking on what I said, I'm still disgusted, but I think as a gentleman on the line there suggested that we should boycott this thing, he's of the opinion that they don't give money to local charities, that they don't give money to Menans and so on, all sorts of like that. I think they do their bit. But they're probably getting out of hand in recent times. But do not boycott them. But if you're in the shop, if these shop managers will lower themselves to listen to you, well, then you might approach them, and you might just ask them, why are they doing it? And you might try and get a satisfactory answer out of them. Although we've tried, and various traders in the town have tried, they don't seem to get very far. There's a ridiculous law, you know, that you can park anything as long as it hasn't got an engine. It's not a vehicle, and you can dump it there. And that's the way the law is at the moment. And unfortunately, people can't do anything about it, so they say. But I think that's quite to the contrary. Of course you can do something about it. Nobody's going to railroad this town of ours like that. But anyway, that's it. We're not going to discuss that anymore, because I think it's fairly obvious and fairly straightforward what has to be done. And as I said, if you, the ordinary person in the street, wants to take an action or plan a campaign, well, what you can do is just go in there and ask them, how long are they going to keep this waste bin there? Blocking our entrance into one of our churches, one of our better-known churches and more used churches, blocking up a street, causing an obstruction, and not giving the sort of a look to a street that you would want to create business, and especially, as I said, with the tourist season coming in. And I know it's something that the mayor feels very strongly about, because, of course, he's belonging to the northeastern branch of Northeastern Tourism Board and so on. And I think it's disgraceful that this is continuing on. And I think that the Traders Association should do something about it also. Now, I know their new chairman, Peter Lines, knows all about it and is concerned about it, and he's trying to be diplomatic, but I think the time of diplomacy has come and gone.
Yesterday, we finished off the programme with Joe Dolan. We're playing it again today for Maureen McKeown and Teresa Donnelly. And they're up there in Ravensdale, Dundalk, listening into Boyneside Radio. They wanted Joe Dolan. And I'll say hello to Joe out there in Beltray again. I know he's a Joe Dolan fan. Here it is, More and More.
More and more and more, I want you.
Joe Dolan. Dedicating that to all the gang in Baltray Golf Club. We gave them mention at the end of yesterday's program, but only gave them a snippet of that super sound from Joe Dolan. Hit Sound 3 in the Morningside Radio Super Sound Survey. And also, hello to some of the ladies up there in Ravensdale, Dundalk. Hello to Maureen McKeown and to Teresa Donnelly. And in fact, Teresa thought at one stage that I'd gone out with a daughter of hers by the name of Irene, you see. She approached me last night, you see. No, not me at all. But as I said, I am available. Teresa, yes, if your daughter is still interested in meeting me, I am available. I can say that to you here and now. Yes, bachelor as I am, I cannot turn down an opportunity like that. In fact, the reason I'm giving special mention to the gang up there in Ravensdale, Dundalk, at the moment is because last night the Redeemer Youth Orchestra, 32-piece orchestra, performed and, in fact, commenced the second half of the programme of the Lord Mayor Show last night. And this is a youth orchestra, very talented indeed, and I think they're giving a great lead to a youth orchestra that's just been set up in Drogheda at the moment. We'll be hearing about the youth orchestra in Drogheda also in the very near future, but we'll also be hearing about the Redeemer Youth Orchestra in Dundalk, who are making great headway at the moment. And I think they've given a great lead and an example to other youngsters throughout the country. So a very good afternoon to you, and we'll be hearing about that on next week's programme. Speaking of next week's programme, next Monday, part two of the programme, should I say, between 1 and 2 will be a special on, we're going to return to this topic again, although it caused an awful lot of controversy the last time and got me in the hot soup with various quarters, be it the clergy, politicians and so on. It's something that's come up again. It's not that I'm bringing it up again, but the Divorce Action Group have approached me, and they're bringing on the programme on Monday a number of local people who are involved in the committee of the Divorce Action Group, and we'll be just talking to them. And they have a public meeting on the 8th of April, and I think we're planning another programme on the 7th of April where we're going to have a debate in the studio about divorce and so on. So that's something that's happening. Also on Tuesday, we're going to have a special preview of Oklahoma. Don't forget, that'll be talking to all the cast and everybody involved in the show. So that's going to be a very exciting show. And tonight, round about the 7 o'clock mark, I shall be hitting Stamullen, because from time to time we take the Lunchtime Special out on the road. We go out and about and we visit people. We've done likewise, let's say, to give an example, Dunley or Duleek in the past and so on. Well, what we're going to do is Stamullen, because there isn't a very big town centre of Stamullen, but it's a very, very big townland. And lots of very interesting, very famous and very well-known local characters out there who we'll be speaking to next week, both involved in sport, charity work, business, industry and so on. So Stamullen, watch out, we'll be meeting you tonight, and next week's programmes towards the latter end of next week we'll be concentrating fairly much so on Stamullen. Now, also want to fit in another few requests. Hello to Mrs. Mary Butler of Mel, and that request comes in from Mary, Noel, Grace and Jennifer, as well as Rosalind. They all want to say hello to you, Mrs. Mary Butler of Mel, and a happy Mother's Day to you. Now, a special request now for Jonathan Smith. And Jonathan, you're on the 5th floor of the Lewis Hospital. This request comes in from your mum and dad, Brian and Stephen. They want to say a very good afternoon to you and wish you a speedy recovery. Hello to Martina, Mary, Catherine and Vivian and Marie of Newfield. They all want to say a very good afternoon to you as well, Jonathan Smith. So a speedy recovery for you is what is wished by all your friends on the Boyne side. Hello to Lorena, Eugenia and Andrea Nash of Eugenia, it is. Sorry about that. That's all the Nashers, and they've moved into a new house, in fact, in Rathmullen. I wish them all the best of luck, are Sally and Jim, and they asked me specially to play that one before 1 o'clock. Hello to Mary Ward of Laytown. Mary, it's your birthday. Not today, in fact, it was yesterday. A belated happy birthday from Angela and Eileen, and they all want to say a very good afternoon to you, Mary Ward, out there in the Laytown area. Hello to Linda and Pamela Bell of 34 Maple Drive. Linda and Pamela, you're both 20 years old today. Twins, obviously. So happy birthday to you from your mum and dad and your brother and sister. Well, when I say 34 Maple Drive, that must be the daughters of Mr. and Mrs. Michael Bell, local Labour councillor and candidate for the forthcoming general election. So a busy year for all the family, I'm sure. And especially to you, Linda and Pamela, a very happy 20th birthday. Hello to Aideen Carroll, I think it is, of 82 Windmill Road. And you're at home at the moment convalescing. And that request comes in from your Auntie Anne. I did say earlier on we'll be hearing from the National Secretary of Cystic Fibrosis. I spoke to Anne Foley last night. And when we were talking about the big support that there is in the Drogheda area and the Boyneside area for cystic fibrosis, we heard Conor Bryan speaking about that earlier on. That was one of the first questions, in fact, I posed to Anne last night, because the northeastern branch is one of the biggest branches of cystic fibrosis in the country.
Anna was saying, was it important in head office that they got this sort of support throughout the country, and was something like last night appreciated up in Dublin?
Almost definitely. The CF, the National CF Association, are always delighted to see when there is a great local effort, and obviously a great amount of work has gone into organising tonight's show. It's been very successful and very well attended, and the money that will be raised here tonight will be spent locally as well as nationally. We in the CF Association intend to send 60 children to Lourdes this year, and all of the children in this area are going to Lourdes. We also will spend some of the money on physiotherapy. All of the children in the area have a weekly domiciliary physiotherapy service, which is paid for by the National Association. The National Association get their funds from all the local branches, and the money is spent all over the country.
Now, we have talked about cystic fibrosis before. One of the things that I would say, let's say, is a disadvantage looking at it from the association is that, and we saw them in fact in last year's Lord Mayor show, because some of the children came on at the end, they look perfectly normal, and it's probably, you know, hard for somebody, the ordinary person in the street who doesn't know what it is to be like a cystic fibrosis sufferer or to be a member of a family. It looks something that they can't understand. It is a very serious disease.
Yes, that is one of the problems we have in raising funds, because cystic fibrosis isn't an obvious disability. When you look at a CF child, it's not like looking at a physically disabled child. Most of them look reasonably healthy, but there is no cure for cystic fibrosis. But there is a lot of research being done all over the world, and we would hope that eventually they will find a cure. But at the moment, there is no known cure. They haven't yet discovered what the biochemical defect in the body is that causes cystic fibrosis.
So there's hope for the future. Alas, for the present, many cystic fibrosis sufferers don't live, let's say, beyond the teenage years.
Yes, that's true. But with early diagnosis and careful management, the lives of CF children are being prolonged into adolescence and into adulthood, so that we would hope that, you know, this process will continue.
Now, let's talk about the Northeastern branch, which is, let's say, in our own area here. Would that be one of the most active branches in the country?
It is, yes. It is a very, very active branch. The Northeastern branch has committees in Drogheda, Dundalk, Navan, and in other places, and they raise a lot of funds every year. And there are about 15 to 20 CF children in the area.
Now, I know from one of the first interviews I did with CF 3 years ago, and it was, I spoke to a social worker who had the rather arduous task of breaking the sad news to parents. Just tell us a little bit about the disease. It is hereditary.
Yeah, it's a genetic disease. And a child who has CF inherits it from his parents. The parents are carriers of the disease, but they're not affected by the disease. They have one defective CF gene. And if each parent passes on one defective CF gene to a child, the child has a double dose of the defective gene and he'll suffer from cystic fibrosis.
Also, one of the sad things is it is a very tiring task on parents to raise a CF child, because you have to give a daily treatment.
Yeah, a CF child has to have physiotherapy every day, sometimes three times a day, depending on the degree of the disease. They also have to take a lot of antibiotics and tablets every day. And they need careful attention to diet, particularly. Diet is an important aspect of CF. They're on a high-protein diet and a low-fat diet.
Now, we've talked about what the National Organization for Cystic Fibrosis is doing. We've heard about the Northeastern branch. Research around the world continues. Does the state help out in any way?
Well, the state... CF is one of the diseases mentioned as a long-term disease in the 1970 Health Act, so that they get free drugs and free hospital treatment. But the association is providing a physiotherapy service which costs about £35,000 a year. And in the past 2 years, we got a grant of £5,000 from the government, which is very small, really. But we're hoping that they will help us more in the future. We also employ a social worker because, as you can imagine, a family with a CF child or CF children has a lot of problems with coping with the everyday problems of cystic fibrosis. So they need help, guidance.
Yeah, unfortunately, also because it is a genetic disease, it often happens that one family have a few CF children.
With every pregnancy, if both parents are carriers, there's a 1 in 4 chance that the child will have cystic fibrosis. There's a 2 in 4 chance that the child will be a carrier. And then there's a 1 in 4 chance that the child won't be affected at all. It won't have the disease or won't be a carrier.
Now, just we talk about past, present and future. Funds are being raised all the time. It's important to have the money coming in. And over the years, as I said at the start of the little chat, that people are becoming aware what CF is. When somebody puts a box in front of them in the street, I think they have a general idea that it's a very good cause and it needs an awful lot of money. And I'd say, although I don't like to compare it with cancer, it's beginning to come akin to that other unfortunate disease. Has it been very noticeable, the amount of money that's beginning to come in now? Let's say, looking back 5 years ago, there must be a marked difference.
One of the aims of the association has been to spread an awareness of cystic fibrosis, and I think we have achieved that over the last few years. And yes, we have, the donations have come in, and we have people writing to us and asking about CF, and people are interested and want to help. Whereas before, I know myself, when I started working for CF about 8 years ago, when I mentioned cystic fibrosis, most people didn't know what it was, but now most people will know what it is.
Well, I know you also wanted to mention, because you were talking earlier to me about the Drogheda Corporation, an awful lot of those members wear cystic fibrosis ties and pins and so on. And probably a lot of people have these, they've been given to them and so on, they have them in their closet at home. Is it important that they wear these little things just to spread that awareness?
Yes, it is very important, because when people see ties and pins, they ask, what's that tie for, or where did you get the pin? And it's one easy way of spreading the knowledge about cystic fibrosis. And while you were talking about the corporation, I would like to thank them, because we owe them a great debt of gratitude. For the last 3 years, the Lord Mayor's Show has been in aid of cystic fibrosis, and this year we would hope to raise about £2,500 to £3,000, and in previous years they've raised £2,000 and £3,000. So that is a great contribution, and we're very grateful.
Well, and unfortunately, time has beaten us. A capable lady like yourself, I could talk to you all day. But one thing I just want to say to you is keep the good work going up in the national office. And it's nice to see that at least once again today we've helped spread the word a little bit more. People will know what cystic fibrosis is. The awareness is getting bigger and better. And thank you, Anne Foley, for speaking to me.
Thank you.
Hello, Mick Mock Mahoney here, speaking to you from a rather packed Larry Faye store. They're all down here to see this brand new Bendix automatic, and I've got that posh lad from Dublin, Michal. Come over here and say something, will you?
Will your automatic washing machine last you a quarter of a century? Bendix first introduced the automatic washing machine to Ireland 25 years ago, and today many of those original machines are still going strong. Now, there's a new Bendix automatic in the shop. Newly engineered to the same exacting standards, and with all the features that have made Bendix Ireland's best-selling washing machine.
Hear, hear!
Look out for the new Bendix, because Bendix are built to last.
We're calling it Spring Madness. It's the Spring Madness sale starting Friday, 27th of March in the Home Improvement Center, Duleek, just 5 minutes from Drogheda. Just listen to these bargains. It's pure madness. Carpets for dining rooms and bedrooms from £2.95. Genuine Axe Minister from £8.50 a yard. And free rubber underlay. Curtains ready-made and made to measure. Wallpaper from 89 pence a roll. Paints, a mad offer for £4.99, 5 litres of emulsion. Vinyls for kitchen floors are fitted for £3.50 a yard. Also, top quality wool Axe Minister at the mad price of £13.95 a yard. And that's the complete fitted price. And extra, extra madness, a never-before idea. Your choice of wallpaper for one room absolutely free with every order over £120. This offer lasts only for the sale period. There is spring madness in the air at the Home Improvement Center, Duleek.
Farrelly's Roadhouse of Julianstown, County Meath. There's always great entertainment at Farrelly's. Just listen to some of these coming attractions.
Well, Thursday night at Farrelly, it's a chance for you to see Helen and the Lovers. Friday the 27th, it's the talent competition with John Leonard in Nightbus, and they're back on Saturday night for your dancing pleasure. Sunday the 29th, it's Sunshine. That's all happening for you at Farrelly's Roadhouse, Julianstown, Drogheda.
Carol's Engineering, Funchogue RD, main Zeta tractor dealers in Louth. We have a special 8% finance scheme in operation. Tractors from 45 horsepower to 160 horsepower X stock. Top trade-in prices, sales and service. That's Carol's Engineering, Funchogue RD. Telephone 041-53533. Carol's Engineering, 53533.
Well, then we better move quickly because we're falling behind time. Studio guest now is Father Michael Dorman, and on the programme today we're going to have part two of the programme mostly dedicated to yourself, Father, because you're a gentleman who is rather difficult to get to interview because I know you're shy, but we'll start with how I approached you because I think I had an angle with the new bar being open in the Stong Crescent. I know you think there's a need there to progress, but where did the idea for this new bar come from?
Well, I really hadn't thought very much about what the angle were apart to supply another need, which we feel from members as we wish to use the lounge more and more, and there's an increasing demand for the lounge, and of course the Star and Crescent is growing, we have a big staff, we have big overheads, and